Carbon Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Carbon Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
Welcome to the Red Rage. We're WCCP 105.5, the Roar. You want in, 654-7627, 654-7627. Let me tell you about Krispy Kreme donuts. Listen, there are no donuts like Krispy Kreme. The Reese family and Anderson Spartanburg has been doing donuts right since the early 60s. Think about that. And trust me, they're the home for all things donuts. You know, my personal favorite, as I always say, is the New York Super Cheesecake Donut. If I was ranking them, that's my go-to donut. But they have so many incredible choices. And Ramona, they have the Valentine's Day donuts.
They do. Now, they're called the conversation donuts. They're heart-shaped.
Right.
And they have the little notes on them, like the little candy hearts used
to
have.
Right, like the candy, like the little candies used to have. They have little notes on them. They're actually heart-shaped donuts. And do you have those fillings again?
Oh, I have to get them, but they're filled with all sorts of great stuff.
It just can't get any better. So for Valentine's Day, you want to do something special? The Krispy Kreme donuts. And what are they called again?
They're heart-shaped conversation donuts.
And again, they have the little sayings on them, like, you know, I love you or whatever. And there are all sorts of different kinds. And I think there are four different flavors, but they're heart-shaped donuts.
Yeah, they're filled with stuff.
Right.
One of them is cake batter. I can't.
Yeah, yeah. One of them was
come up for me, but
one of them was cake batter. One of them was like a raspberry cream.
Yeah,
or
that's
something.
One of them too.
Yeah, I remember. And so these are available at Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson Spartanburg right now. And oh, by the way, it's the 5th. So Valentine's Day just, you know, a week plus away. So get to Krispy Kreme Donuts, Anderson Spartanburg. Get your conversation Valentine's Day donuts. I promise you will thank me later. You know, I was thinking about NFL free agency and because as soon as the season ends, we turn our attention to NFL free agency and the draft. Well, I was thinking about the monies available to these teams and how many of these teams have managed the cap well and how they've positioned themselves in terms of what they're going to be able to do, as well as some of the free agent players that are going to be available. You know, for example,
Grady Jarrett is an unrestricted free agent. His time has come due. And it's time for Grady to get paid. And, you know, and these are the dilemmas in a salary cap era. Grady Jarrett was making $600,000+, which may sound a lot to you or I, but from an NFL, from a star NFL defensive lineman standpoint, that's chump change. And Atlanta's going to have to pay him if they want to keep him. And these are the decisions you have to make. Because Grady Jarrett is, you know, he's going to move way up in terms of salary and neighborhood. You look at, and we'll get to him specifically in a bit. You want to get in 654-7627. But, you know, the other day I talked about how the Eagles were in bad financial straits in terms of their salary cap situation and the decisions they're going to have to make. It's even worse than I thought. I found an article today on NewJersey.com regarding this and the salary cap. The estimated salary cap is going to be $190 million. The Eagles are at minus 18.5 in terms 18.5 million in terms of the cap. They're in negative numbers. There's only two teams in the league that are in that bad of financial straits. The Eagles are in the worst in terms of the cap, and the Jags are in the next worst. And you have to be under the cap by the start of free agency in March. And the Eagles have a ton of work to do in terms of how they're going to manage their cap and how they're going to pay their roster. Let me get Sal in here who wants to talk about the draft and the Jets. And but if you want to get in on this, 654-7627, 654-7627. The Jets actually have the second best cap situation in the league, in that they're 90.17 million under the cap. That does not sound like logical cap management to me. You probably shouldn't have $90 million to spend. If you have $90 million to spend, you probably have not done something right. Sal, what's going on, Sal?
Hey, thanks for having me, Walt.
Appreciate you getting in.
Just give me a call. Not about the Jets, a real football team there in New York, the Giants.
Okay.
Quick question. I'm a diehard Eli Manning fan. Maybe his time is up. Maybe it isn't. Quick question, is it going to be Haskins or Murray?
Well,
and I'll take it off the
all
air.
Right, thank you, Sal. I appreciate it. I think that it's likely to be Haskins. I personally think that if you were to run your offense similarly to the way Kansas City runs theirs, and you were to surround Kyler Murray with the type of talent that the Giants have, that you could do incredible things. I mean, Haskins is not a runner. Haskins is a primarily a pocket passer. Of course, I think that's what that franchise prefers with Gettleman. But if you're watching what's happening in this league now and the way this game is changing, if you put Kyler Murray together with Saquon Barkley, first of all, if you put Murray in an offense similar to that, similar to what Kansas City does with that type of personnel, you're going to run a bunch of boots, waggle passes. You're going to get them outside the pocket a lot. Can you imagine the problems that dealing with Kyler Murray combined with Saquon Barkley are going to present to a defense? This is before we even get to, you know, Odell Beckham Jr. and Evan Ingram and all the receiving talent that the Giants have, which they are loaded. I mean, if they can stay healthy and focused. I mean, I keep waiting for Ingram to really blossom because he's a freak of an athlete. But if you were to put Kyler Murray in that type of offense with those weapons, I don't know how you're going to stop him. Again, Haskins is more your prototype NFL pocket passer. He has relatively quiet feet in the pocket. He moves around the pocket pretty well. He'll slide up in the pocket. He's actually more polished than a guy should be who's only really played one year as a starter.
And obviously, he was very accurate. He completed 70% of his passes. A lot of those were vertical throws. He has a quality arm. He has a plus arm. There's a lot to like about Haskins. I mean, I think the Giants would be well off with either guy. This is not in any way a criticism of Haskins, because I've been saying for some months now that I thought Haskins could go one in the draft. The number one quarterback in the draft. Haskins is a talent, no question. And I think he'd be a really good fit there, and I think he'd have a lot of success there. But I have to admit, I'm personally intrigued by the Giants' skill position talent with Kyler Murray. For the same reason, again, soon we're going to get to the point, and there are people saying this already, Baker Mayfield is one of them. Baker Mayfield's basically already warning people, do not pass on Kyler Murray. And again, if you go and you watch the film for the whole year, Kyler Murray was the best quarterback in college football, period. He won the Heisman because he was the best quarterback in college football. And here's the thing. He presents a lot of similar problems that Mayfield does with some added ingredients. And the question eventually becomes, is this height issue as real as it was always made out to be? Or in a changing game, does it really matter? I mean, Russell Wilson, 5'10 and a half. Baker Mayfield, 6 feet tall. Kyler Murray is probably an inch shorter, although there were some measurements that said he was nearly 5'10. He looks 5'9 to me, but let's say he's 5'10. Then he's just really below the Russell Wilson threshold. So what are you talking about? Are you trying to tell me that if the guy can play, if the guy can do all these incredible things, that half inch is going to mean his fail? If you are, then you're living in the past. You're just not paying attention. You're not following what's actually happening in the world of the NFL. Because the game is evolving. It's changing. The doors have opened. More quarterbacks, different types, different heights, different builds. I'm more worried about the top cutoff than I am the bottom one right now. I'm more worried about the 6'6 cutoff, because I think there are legitimate reasons that quarterbacks beyond 6'6 have never succeeded in the NFL. Whereas I'm not sure the reasons for keeping the short guys out were ever legitimate. They were preconceived notions about the guidelines for the position, which the NFL has had forever, and which the NFL still largely adheres to. I just think that we've seen guys who have broken that, and that makes me think that others will have enough common sense to realize that talent is talent. And if you, again, listen, if you Jeff Fisher Kyler Murray, using Jeff Fisher as a verb, if you Jeff Fisher Kyler Murray, well then, yeah, no, he's going to suck. But if you Andy Reid him, because, again, every time I watch the Chiefs play late in the year, I imagined what that offense would look like if it wasn't Patrick Mahomes and if it was Kyler Murray. And I kept thinking to myself, well, it would look a little different in terms of individual strengths, but they would be still be killing people. And Kyler Murray would be killing people. And as I said, I just have this thought that if you combine Kyler Murray with Saquon Barkley, good luck stopping him. Jack, how are you?
Hey, yes, sir. Doing well. I just want to talk quarterbacks with you. Just get your opinion on this. What do you think the worst quarterback draft class has been over, let's say, the last 10 years?
I don't know. I need to think about that.
The first one personally that comes up to mind is probably that Blaine Gabbert, Jake Locker draft class.
Yeah.
It was pretty gross there.
Yeah,
but I'd go as far as saying
it wasn't Ponder in that draft too.
Yeah, Ponder too.
Yeah, so all those guys were taken like in the top 12 picks. and they were
they were all disasters.
They were all incredible reaches. That's what they were. I mean, people ignored the fact Jake Locker wasn't at all accurate in college. He wasn't. That still matters. Yeah, you may be right. That may be it.
Well, I would go as far as saying, you know, aside from Kyler, which, I mean, I think personally Kyler's by far hands along the best quarterback in this draft class just because his athletic ability alone will help him find success in the NFL. But I'd go as far as saying as the guys in this draft class that are, you know, at the top tier of the list, I mean, you got, you know, like Will Grier and Drew Locke and Dwayne Haskins and Jarrett Stidham and Jake Browning, all those guys, I don't see the first one that I'd draft with a first-round pick. I mean, sure, I get the hype for Haskins because he had really good stats, but, I mean, if you look at Urban Meyer's track record with Ohio State quarterbacks that have entered the league the past 10 years, it's pretty abysmal. I mean, Jack, but
you don't want to eliminate a guy who actually has talent because others haven't succeeded. And again, when I watch Haskins, I mean, you're talking about a plus arm. He can make any throw that an NFL quarterback needs to make. He's also, I've heard him interviewed. He seems like an intelligent young guy. And I like his footwork. He has quiet feet. He slides up in the pocket. He does some things almost naturally that most guys struggle with. And again, my biggest concern with him would be that he's fundamentally only had 1 year at the position. In that regard, he reminds me a little bit of Akili Smith of the past, a guy who basically played 1 year. But I think he has talent and potential, and I think he was accurate in more of a vertical passing game, which I think speaks to his strengths as well. But look, here's what's going to happen, Jack, whether we like it or not. All right, Dwayne Haskins is probably going to go one. Kyler Murray is going to go. Daniel Jones is probably going to go in the top 10 or 12 because somebody's going to reach. Somebody's going to reach for him, and then someone's going to take Locke, and that may also be in the first 15, 16 picks. I think what you're going to have is you're going to have four guys go in round one. And then Grier is going to slip into round two, and the process will weed out where exactly Grier goes. It's still too early. He could move up in theory, or he could actually fall off.
Yeah, I mean it really popped off the page to me that, you know, guys like Daniel Jones have done next to nothing. I mean, you know, Daniel, sure, he's like you said, he's got that NFL prototype body, but man, he's done next to nothing in college to tell me, hey, that guy right there, first round pick.
No, look, and again, people are enamored with 6'5", 220. It's the old way of judging quarterbacks, and they look at him and they think, well, he's pretty athletic, and yeah, look, I can point out throws to you from any Duke game in which I'll say, you know, look, that's an NFL throw, and Daniel Jones will make some of those. The problem is he doesn't make enough of them. His arm strength is not elite.
Oh yeah,
his arm strength is not elite for a guy with that size. And the other alarming thing to me that I don't know why people keep ignoring is the accuracy issue. He played for David Cutcliffe. He was coached up by David Cutcliffe, and yet the last 2 years he's completed 58% of his throws in an offense that is built around the short passing game. I mean, he's averaging six yards per attempt, and that's terrible.
That is.
Especially when you combine it with 58%. So that's what worries me. I'm sort of with you there. It's a good job, Jack. Good job. Excellent. Well done. We'll take a quick break. Walter Petula, Road Rage, Scott in Spartanburg. It says Jeff Garcia. We'll be right back.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialist can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.
The new year is here, and it's time to get ready for Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K, brought to you exclusively by Henry Ramirez and his staff at Upstate Medical Associates. It's coming up on March the 16th at 8 o'clock for the 5K start, then 8:15 the Half Marathon gets started. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got a great t-shirt this year we're giving away, plus we've got the sleeves, we've got the buffs, we've got the towel, we've got a great medal just for finishing the Half Marathon, plus it's going to be a lot of fun too. Hey, go ahead and sign up. Swing by City Hall or go by the Shavers Recreation Complex and pick up an application right there. $25 for the 5K and $50 for the half marathon. We got 313 Cafe going to be out there with the post party once you finish the 5K and the half marathon. And of course, Core 24 is right there to kind of root you along. Bradley's Jewelers is involved with a nice prize to give away. And Julian Davis will be there to kick everything off. It's going to be a fun day, March the 16th. Go ahead, strike it off your bucket list. Get your resolution for Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K, brought to you by Upstate Medical Associates, Henry Ramirez and his gang.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Anna here from Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton, your local family-owned and operated dealer and repair shop for 38 years. Do you want to sell your car? We will give you the fair market price for your vehicle on the spot, no matter the condition, model, or year. Get cash in hand the same day. Our process is fast and fair. Turn your old car into cash, whether you buy from us or elsewhere. Come in today and get an on-the-spot cash offer for your vehicle. 1040 North Mechanic Street in Pendleton, or you can give us a call at 864-646-3513.
Hey Tiger fans, this is Michael Thacker with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting in the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage, service, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Clemson Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Engineered Sleeve is setting the bar high when it comes to President's Day. They're running a massive sale that begins on February 11th and goes until February 18th. You have one full week to take advantage of huge savings on Engineered Sleep's most popular mattresses, adjustable beds, and pillows. If it's time for you to get a new mattress, then mark your calendars and go support your local mattress manufacturer. Engineered Sleep Showroom and Factory, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville.
Wants better than Walt's Deptula. Just ask it. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Can we just bring it down a notch?
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. We're at WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. You want in? Now's a good time. 654-7627. 654-7627. Let me tell you about Earth's Creations in a few minutes, and you'll want to know about Optinos, which is the greatest muscle-building product on the market. But before that, let me get to Scott in Spartanburg. Scott, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in, Scott.
Yeah, hey, real quick, I just listening to your show, and as always, you know, you make me think. And I thought about, you remember Jeff Garcia played
sure.
for the 49ers? I wasn't a huge 49ers fan, but I think he was maybe, what, 6'1", something
yeah.
like that?
Yep, right in that range.
But I thought about some of those quarterbacks, you know, a couple of decades or 15, 20 years ago, that it seemed like that they could have really thrived in today's spread with the RPO and I just wanted to get your thought on that, and even Steve Young, I don't think he was a real tall guy.
No.
Maybe a couple of those.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just thinking about, you know, who's maybe two or three of those guys in the last two or three decades. Even Fran Tarkenton, you know, he was a pretty mobile guy.
Yeah.
But I just thought about maybe you could mention two or three of those from some of the days gone by that you think could have thrived in today's RPO and spread offense.
Yeah, I'd be glad to do that, Scott. It's an excellent question. I appreciate it. And you're 100% right with Jeff Garcia. I think Garcia played at San Jose State, if memory serves, and he was in that 6 foot range. You're 100% right. Yeah, I'll address that for you off air, Scott. Good question. Thank you.
Thanks.
You know, I'm thinking that you know, a guy like a Doug Flutie was probably, well, I guess he still is, 5'8", something of that sort. And Flutie had incredible skills, but the NFL wasn't about 5'8" quarterbacks. Flutie was constantly losing playing time to guys who looked the part, but never played the part. And in an offense today, in the way these offenses are designed today, Doug Flutie would have, I think, incredible success. I mean, if you could have transposed Flutie from the past and put him in this Kansas City Chiefs offense, I'm using that as an example. Because I think you have an old guy coach there in Andy Reid who is absolutely willing and wants to help his and build his offense around his quarterback. And is constantly coming up with new and innovative ways to do that. And so I think there's sort of like the model right now in my mind for what happens when a guy gets in the right system. Don't read me wrong. Patrick Mahomes is a freak of nature, and he'd be great in any system. But his abilities and his numbers are enhanced in Andy Reid's system because you have a coach who's again playing to the quarterback's strengths. I mean, if you could have taken a young Doug Flutie and put him in this Andy Reid offense, I think you'd be really, really good. And so, you know, those are some of the guys who come to mind. I mean, you have to wonder a little even about a Michael Vick. I mean, now Michael had some, I think, some limitations in terms of how he threw a football. Vic had one of the strongest arms anyone's ever seen. I mean, he had an absolute cannon for an arm. And still to this day, I think is the greatest quarterback athlete I've ever seen. But he just never developed the ability to throw the ball with touch and timing and those kind of things. But how would he have been, again, in that type of offense? You know, I think obviously much better. You know, Scott mentioned Fran Tarkenton. Obviously, Fran Tarkenton was great in any era because Tarkenton was great when he played. And he was another 6 foot quarterback. But Tarkenton set, you know, a ton of NFL records. But look, I think it's a really legitimate point. You know, and maybe some other guys that never got a chance because they were shut out. Because quite honestly, black quarterbacks weren't allowed. You know, Steve Harvey brought that up in his 15-minute thing when he brought up Charlie Ward. I mean, he said Charlie Ward had to play for the Knicks. Right. And, oh, by the way, he wasn't a great basketball player, but he was a great football player. Now, again, the NFL game and the college game still different in terms of skill set, but Charlie Ward was never given a chance. Never given a chance. And you have to wonder. And Charlie's probably 6'2", so a little bit taller. But different, lots of other guys. I mean, Michael Bishop, one of those guys. I mean, I remember John Madden, the year that Bishop got drafted. He was talking about, and he got drafted late because, you know, he didn't fit any of the profile. And Bishop was probably 5'11", could throw football 90 yards. And Madden said, you know, he saw all these quarterbacks, the most impressive one he saw was Bishop. But Bishop was never given a chance. Never given a chance. So I think over time, we've eliminated a lot of guys that didn't fit the NFL profile for whatever reason. And now, and some of that was height. Some of that, quite frankly, at one point was color. And now we're opening those doors.
And I think the NFL is just going to be better because of it. There are more talented young quarterbacks in the National Football League right now than there have been at any point in history by a mile, not even close. Now, again, we'll see how their careers track and how it all plays out, but the NFL has to be ecstatic at those changes because it has opened up, and quite honestly, it's become a more entertaining game. I mean, I know a faction of people weren't excited by the Super Bowl. That was just sort of a strange game, I think. But let's go to the phones, and it is Robert, and Ted. So first it's Robert and George, and then Robert and Anderson. Robert, how are you?
Hey, Walt, I'm doing great. I think that what you were just talking about with the quarterback situation is I think that's going to lead to some very entertaining football. As a matter of fact, you know, I kind of think about the olden days of football. You know, Chad Morris talked extensively about how he based his offense on some of the single wing offenses of the old days. And you know, it's kind of ironic that it's going, kind of seems like it's kind of going back to that in a way, in a matter of speaking, because it just, you know, with these quarterbacks who are, you know, back in those days, the quarterback was the best athlete on the field.
Yeah.
And you know, I think we're kind of going back to that, and I thoroughly enjoy it. But
look, I think there's always going to be a place for the historical pocket passer model if you do it well. In other words, I think all we're learning today, Robert, is that there's more than one way to do it. The NFL thought that the prototype for the position should look like Peyton Manning, that he should be 6'5", big guy, pocket passer, and, you know, no mobility, stationary, stay in the pocket, be cerebral, these kind of things. And I think that what we're seeing now is that the NFL is opening to the fact that there are a lot of different ways to play that position. And one isn't necessarily more right than another. And so there will always be the Peyton Manning type will always be a place for that guy in the NFL. But as these defenses get faster and more athletic, there is a need to expand. And plus, so many of these teams need quarterbacks that I think they've been more open to exploring other possibilities. So much so that a 6-foot guy who was thought to be arrogant and have a big mouth and had a police incident was the first pick in the NFL draft.
Yeah, and I got three questions that I wanted to ask you about the draft, but I got to ask this question because I have thought about this. How much of the NFL's approach to the smaller, you know, athletic quarterback has been based upon the fear of injury? Because, you know, they're playing against the best of the best of the best beasts on defense. How much has that played into it? Is that a legitimate, you know, concern anymore?
You mean the concern of a smaller guy getting injured?
Correct.
Well, it wasn't in terms of Cleveland drafting Baker Mayfield, and they seem to be rewarded. You know, I think that it's a copycat universe. So anytime a guy of a lighter frame like Robert Griffin, even though Robert Griffin had a knee injury, I think people make too much of that. People act like, well, he got injured because he was frail or something. He was actually like 218 pounds at the combine. He wasn't as frail as people thought. And I don't think you can blame a knee injury on frailness. I do think the concern with Kyler Murray is not his, for people who are smart, is not his height, it's his weight. You know, because, and Kyler Murray, I heard him interviewed the other day, and he said he's up to like 200, but he said he hasn't been doing much, but I think that's the concern. I mean, if Kyler Murray's actual playing size, let's say, is 5'9 and a half, 190, it's not the 5'9 and a half, it's the 190 that's the concern.
Right. Well, on to the draft. Was Gettleman in Carolina when they drafted Cam Newton?
Yeah.
I know that he was there when Cam Newton, you know, they went to the Super Bowl, but I couldn't remember if he was there when they drafted Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that would lead me to believe that maybe he might look harder at Dwayne Haskins.
Yeah, Gettleman prefers a bigger quarterback and a more traditional model. He also doesn't like old guys, which is why Thomas Davis survived till now, because they got rid of Gettleman. Because Gettleman wanted to get rid of Thomas Davis in Carolina years ago. And now, obviously, Thomas Davis is moving on at the age of 36. But he wanted to get rid of those type of players long ago, which is also why I don't think that Peyton Manning has a long shelf life. Because, again, Gettleman makes hardline decisions, and when guys get older, he moves away from them.
Right. Eli Manning.
Right.
You should think. let me ask your opinion. I don't know what it is, but I could almost see Gruden kind of being somewhat infatuated with Will Grier. Am I way off base on that, or do you think – because, I mean – and the reason that I say that, I was a longtime Oakland Raiders fan. And, you know, that pass that Will Grier threw to beat Texas earlier this season over the shoulder in the end zone. I mean, I just saw Stabler throwing it over the shoulder of Dave Casper. And it just seems like that would be somebody that Gruden might want to look at. Am I off base there, or do you think that maybe Gruden might be, you know, out there enough to look at Will Grier?
Honestly, based on what John Gruden has done with that Raiders franchise so far, I don't have the foggiest idea. I mean, I don't think he loves Derek Carr. He seems to have wanted to tear the entire thing down before rebuilding it. And so, is Derek Carr part of his future plans? I'm not even sure of that. And if Derek Carr is not part of his future plans, then who knows what he's thinking. I will say this. Nothing that Gruden has done yet looks logical. Having said that, I'm willing to wait it out. I really am. I mean, if he really thought that the culture was broken and that that given total absolute power, as the Raiders granted him, that he could tear it all down and better rebuild it through the draft, then maybe that's right. I'm willing to at least wait that out and see it. I think to this point, people think he's a kook. I think the majority of the National Football League right now thinks John Gruden is a kook who has no idea what he's doing. And they may be right.
He is a kook. He is a kook, but is he, you know, going to be a insane genius, or is he going to be just another kook?
Yeah, I mean, I think that remains to be seen, and I think we'll have a better idea of that after this draft and see what he does in this draft, how he starts to utilize some of these resources that he's accumulated by breaking that team up. Because, I mean, Gruden made a number of teams better in the playoffs, just not his team. He made the Bears better. He made the Cowboys better. he made a number of teams better, just not his team. Robert, I have to run.
The last thing.
Good.
All right, go ahead. Just the Atlanta Falcons. They're talking about franchising Grady Jarrett, and it looks like, from what I've seen and heard, that the franchise tag on him is going to be like $15 million, and they're trying to rework Julio Jones's contract too. I just don't see that happening, and I'll take that off here.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it. Yeah, I guess it remains to be seen. Again, these are the issues and the dilemmas that every team faces in terms of managing their cap and how they distribute their resources. Lines are completely jammed with people who are all interested in this. So I have Seminole Ted, Robert, Bobby, Jim coming to you guys as soon as we get back. Before I do that, let me tell you about my friends at Earth's Creations. I visited Earth's Creations up in Travels Rest from Rona. And here's what I expected, all right? I went up there to learn more about this product, Optinose, and my expectation was, okay, well, this is going to be like some, you know, little place and they're cooking this up in the back. This place is frigging enormous. I mean, it is endless. It is absolutely endless. I visited the lab, Ramona. You had to wear a hat and a mask and and the whole nine yards.
Oh, there you go.
The whole lab is white. I mean, trust me, it's the cleanest thing I've ever seen. And the lab, even the lab, was enormous. Absolutely enormous. And I spoke to the scientists behind Earth Creations. It's a family-run business. I met the whole family. They're just absolutely, absolutely great people. I met with Donald and his family. It's an amazing state-of-the-art facility. All in the U.S., 40 years experience. And what they're offering you right now is Optinos. And Optinos is an amazing product. It is a nitrous oxide product, and look, many of you who lift weights or are involved in any sort of exercise are probably familiar with nitrous oxide products and the benefits of nitrous oxide, but Optinos is way more than that. Optinos is genetically engineered, and I'll be telling you more about it in the days to come, but it is clinically proven to increase your stamina, for you to gain lean muscle, improve your overall physique. Our bodies naturally use only 10 to 25% of the protein we consume for muscle building. It's not efficient. This is why the genetic engineering approach of Optinos is so much more efficient. With Optinos, over 70% of the protein you consume is going to be used for muscle repair and development rather than just being used as fuel. Optinos works on a genetic level. Your body utilizes more carbs and fats for energy, stores protein directly into your muscle tissues. This is what it means. The bottom line means you get bigger muscles, you get stronger fast. In terms of recovery time, your recovery times are dramatically enhanced with Optinos. Optinos combines muscle building with increased endurance. This combination means you get in shape faster. Clinical studies have proven it. Optinos will let you work with more frequency, with much less soreness. You'll be able to run further, bike further, hit the gym harder, do it again tomorrow without a second thought. This is Optinos. So increase stamina, gain lean muscle, improve your overall physique faster, look good, feel good, improve recovery. It's for men and women. It's all natural. It's been proven safe, clinically tested. This is Optinos. To order, go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com. Upstatemuscle.com. Optinos, never a wasted workout, nitric oxide booster, muscle builder. There is no supplement on the market like Optinos. Nothing. And as always, check with your physician before beginning any regimen. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. We'll take a quick break. We're late. I'm getting to you guys. Another phone lines are jammed.
This Wednesday, Brad Brownell takes his Tigers down I-85 to Atlanta to take on the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets as we have reached the midway point of ACC play. Pre-game starts at 6:30 with a 7 p.m. first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Gold's Gym is where my community is, my friends, my coaches, my support system. Everyone's working to better ourselves. We may have different fitness goals, but we're all here reaching them together. Find your community at Gold's Gym today.
Join Gold's Gym with zero enrollment and no contract. Valid with select new memberships at participating locations only. Visit goldsgym.com/February to learn more. Offer ends February 17th.
The month of love is here. If you're not loving your look, maybe it's time to give Urban Nirvana a try. Their professional stylist can make you love looking in the mirror. And guys, if you are looking for the perfect gift for the love of your life, Urban Nirvana has the answer. Log on to urbannirvana.com where you can buy it and print a gift certificate from wherever you are. She'll love it. Salon or spa, there's something to love at Urban Nirvana. Show some love at With Urban Nirvana, MECB Station, or the shops at Green Ridge, online at urbannirvana.com.
Hunter Haynes here, manager of First Team Sports. We have everything that your child needs to take on the new athletic season. We provide the best sporting goods in the business, including all 2019 bats and gloves. Visit our in-store batting cage to demo bats and gloves to ensure you are getting a custom fit. First Team Sports has the best selection in the upstate with all the brands you love like DeMarini, Easton, Louisville, Rawlings, Under Armour, and Mizuno. Play local, buy local with First Team Sports. Come check us out at 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Springtime is almost here. It's the perfect time to tackle the next job on your list. And AutoZone has the free services to help you do it. Like our free loaner tool program. You can choose from over 100 specialty tools, borrow the one you need, and get the job done right. Got more to do? We've got more for you to do it. And right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for $17.99 after a $15 AutoZone gift card by mail. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
This, what we do here, this is calculated, okay? We weigh the odds, we make a choice.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Excuse me. You want to get in 654-7627. Let me quickly, before we get to the phones, tell you about Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon. Carson's is your place for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or if you just want an incredible dinner, hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh baked yeast rolls, grilled teriyaki salmon, fresh strawberry shortcake, double-fried chicken wings. They're open every day. Happy hour Monday to Saturday, 4 to 8. Discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs. Carson's also accepting reservations in their large private dining room for social and corporate events, family or school reunions. Book your reservation today. They handle the rest. View their full menu online, carsonsteakwarehouse.net, carsonsteakwarehouse.net, 226-9400, 226-9400. Go see them. And by the way, don't forget the chili cheese fries. Or Texter 940 is going to get after you. Try them. You'll thank him later. let's go to the phones and get Seminole Ted first. Ted, what's going on there, Ted?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So I got a question. Are you going to give this AAF league any credence, or is it going to be a joke? I mean, I haven't seen a ton of marketing on it, but I mean, we're going to have football this weekend.
Yeah, honestly, Ted, I don't have any idea. I mean, will I look at it? Will I give it a little try? Maybe, because I'm so addicted to it. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know long term what the chances of success are. I mean, let's be honest. Almost all the leagues that existed other than the National Football League have failed. The difference here, though, is there are ties. And I don't know if you want to call it a minor league. to the National Football League, but in effect, it may be. And there are individuals with long and strong ties to the National Football League who are involved in it. And if anything, that's what makes me think that it has a chance to sustain or potentially succeed.
Well, I'm kind of curious. I feel like they could have marketed this thing better because I remembered reading about it a while back, and then I forgot all about it, and now all of a sudden it's launching. So, yeah, I still don't know if they marketed it right. Real quick,
you're probably right because, I haven't really – there's not really any headlines about it anywhere.
You just think something big, football, you know. We in America, we crave football. You'd think it'd be plastering it with commercials,
yeah,
advertisements, and everything else. There's 870 Twitter followers. You know, not a good looking start. I wanted to get your thoughts on Florida State parting ways.
That doesn't bode well.
No, but I wanted to get your take on Florida State parting ways with DeAndre Francois. I'm glad to see that they made a decisive decision based on. The information they had. It's nice to see that Taggart's trying to clean up a program that's needed it for a long time. I'll take your comments off the air.
Yeah, thank you, Ted. Yeah, DeAndre Francois and his girlfriend Diamond, which I don't know. Again, what are her sister's name? Emerald? Ruby? I that whole episode, we saw a statement that was allegedly released by Diamond on Instagram. It read like an absolute train wreck. And after that, there's been some suggestion that maybe that account was hacked and that perhaps someone had issued that statement other than her. I don't have the foggiest idea, all right? I don't know what these two people have done. I just know that they appear to deserve each other. And I don't have any problem with this decision. And the initial audio that was played was reprehensible. It indicated that it seemed to indicate that he had hit her previously and that he was threatening to hit her again, assuming that audio is legitimate. So here's the thing. I have no idea with these two. All right. I don't have any idea other than DeAndre Francois already has a history. These two already have past incidents. I don't know what the truth is. And you know what? I'm not even sure I want to know anymore. I really want them both to go away. And so Florida State took the first step in achieving that. You have to clean it up. You're bringing Kendall Briles in. Briles is already, and the program is already under scrutiny for that move. So you cannot have this kind of stuff. You can't. Your exposure is too significant. So you get rid of that, and you hope that the Kendall Briles can turn Blackman into something good. And listen, Kendall Briles, the truth. Offense is coming to Florida State. And it's going to be Kendall Briles' offense. Not Willie Taggart's offense. It's going to be 100% Kendall Briles' offense. And how long it takes to implement and how long they take to get rolling, I don't know. But I do believe that Kendall Briles is a fix to a lot of what ails Florida State. It won't happen immediately, but Bobby, how are you?
Good.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey. Who is this?
It's Walt. I host a show
from
3 to 7. You called me.
I know. Give me a break, man. You didn't tell me ahead of time you were coming to me.
Okay.
You surprised.
All right.
I was wanting to talk about my highlight of the Super Bowl Sunday. It was watching Remember the Titans. I know you think it was a great defensive game. It probably was, but I mean, I don't apologize for being a total Clemson homer. And really, the only time I like watching defense is when Clemson's kicking the crap out of Alabama or
right.
Notre Dame or South Carolina, yeah. Something like that. But the thing about the Remember the Titans was, you know, when the California boy Sunshine
showed up for the team, I couldn't help but think about Trevor Lawrence.
You know, Ramona, people aren't going to believe this, but I've never seen that movie.
Really?
No. You know, and you know what it is, and I've said this before, Bobby, is I don't like sports movies. I know it sounds strange for somebody who lives and dies sports, but that's why. I mean, you know.
You need to watch this movie.
I've had people say that, but I mean, and you're probably right. But, you know, here's what it is for me. I live and die real sports 24 hours a day. I work at this around the clock. So if I ever have free time and if I ever want to sit down and watch a movie, I probably don't want it to be about sports.
I did. But anyway, there's Sunshine, you know, he's from California. You know, Trevor Lawrence looks like he took off a wetsuit and jumped into a Clemson uniform and started playing football, you know.
Yeah.
And then the interesting thing I noticed at the end was, it turns out that their Sunshine was a guy named Gary Bass that played at South Carolina. In college.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that. I haven't seen the movie.
And I've seen the movie before, but when it ended, it was a true story, and it told that, you know, this guy, I think it was Gary Bass, he turned out to be a star football player. South Carolina was kind of weird to me. You know, I don't remember that many stars at South Carolina, but he played. But he played,
I don't remember that many stars at South Carolina. That was cold.
Well, but he played his collegiate career at South Carolina, and then, you know, because I'm like 62 years old and I got to doing the math, you know, it was like late 60s, early 70s. I seemed like I remember South Carolina having a guy named Bass, a quarterback. I don't remember him being nicknamed Sunshine.
Well, I'm going to put that movie on my list, Bobby. I'm going to put that movie on my list of things to do. Probably won't be this week, but maybe soon. All right, Bobby. I'll see you later, man. I appreciate the call, as always. Here's the deal. We have Jim on Michael Bishop, James, and Snaphook. Good. Good lineup when we get back. Don't go anywhere. Hold your spots. Don't lose them. Before we go to break, let me tell you about My Garage. Listen, Lester and Roxanna Essex are a great couple. I mean, first of all, they're really funny, really entertaining. They're just good people. Lester used to design vehicles for the Ford Motor Company. He designed the building my garage is in. He wanted transparency. He felt it was lacking in the industry, so he put in these giant diamond-shaped windows in the lounge area so you can sit there and enjoy refreshments in the lounge and look down and watch your vehicle being worked on right underneath you. Who else does that? Well, I mean, they do. They serve the entire upstate as well as North Carolina. They're well known for their work with the exotics like Mercedes, BMW, Infiniti, Lexus, Land Rover, Porsche, Audi, that type of deal. But Lester wants you to know that they work on any make and model of vehicle. They're a Michelin Alliance dealer. You get a complimentary brake inspection when you mention my name. With oil changes, you get a 32-point inspection if you mention my name. This is My Garage by Essex. Go see him, 551 Old Greenville Highway, Clemson, 863-633-5800, 633-5800. Call him. Quick break.
Safe at home plate in the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
For over two decades, Lion-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Lion-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Lion-X it. Stop by Lion-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Lion-X of Anderson today.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
Anderson County is a great place to live and work, play, and worship. Samantha Porter, the Anderson County Environmental Educator, encourages residents to reduce, reuse, and recycle. You can recycle plastic bottles and jugs, mixed paper and cardboard, clear, brown, and green glass, aluminum, and steel cans, use motor oil and cooking oil, tires, and electronics. If you have any questions, please call Anderson County Solid Waste at 260-1001 in regard to recycling and proper waste disposal.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained.